I'm going to tell you about my girl. I have the most economical girl you ever saw. Every time I call on her, she lowers the gas. But would you believe it? The lower the gas, the greater the pressure. There's one thing I will say for her, though. She has the most beautiful teeth of any girl in the world. Her teeth are like the beautiful stars in the heavens above. They come out every night. And thin. My goodness, that girl is so thin that every morning after she takes a bath, she has to step out of the bathtub before she pulls the plug. Thin, she can only eat one macaroni at a time. And knock-kneed, well, she's so knock-kneed you can almost hear one knee say to the other, "You let me pass this time, and I'll let you pass the next." But never mind, she's all right. And I never will forget the last time I went to church. The preacher said, "Any member of the congregation here who wants to know anything about the hereafter, stand up." I immediately rose. He says, "What do you want to know?" I said to him, "When I die and go to heaven, I'm going to get my shirt on over my wings." He says, "Young man, when you die, you're going to have a harder time getting your hat on over your horns. My next ballad will be a pretty and pathetic thing entitled Strawberries May Come and Strawberries May Go, but prunes are with us forever, if you will, Professor." In the search for happiness, some people get so vexed. They can't find it in this world and they seek it in the next. Mugsy the militiaman was standing in the sun, a-watching some artillerymen a-firing off her gun. Just as they pulled the trigger, his big head got in the way. Now there is a happy land far, far away. Little Johnny used to be his mama's baby boy, but swallowing all sorts of things was Johnny's only joy. He swallowed stones and marbles and buttons with a grin. At last he sent his number up by swallowing a pin. It grew into a trolley line and stopped his doodah-dee. Now there is a happy land far, far away. Dinky Doo worked at the zoo but led a shocking life, through always being jawed at by his fiery-tempered wife. One night he sought the lion's cage, the lion was fast asleep. So for protection from his wife and with it he did creep. The lion woke up in the night, he had no food that day. Now there is a happy land far, far away.